have mercy on me if I'm acting brand new. No, no, because I'm in another level with walking with him. And it takes a whole lot to come out here. But I say I won't get scared to not to come. And I won't get scared to pick up something on my way of coming. Because I say, Lord, let me at least grab something. I say, I wasn't going. Are you ready for the word?
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Ah, I'm more excited than you is. Because I want to hear what he's going to say. Yeah, don't it sound foolish? Yeah, I know. I'm right with you. I'm right with you. I'm trying to figure out how would you do me like this. But he said, trust me, because I'm taking you somewhere that you'll learn how to walk here. Exactly. Father, we do bless you and we praise you. I'm so thankful and grateful for your grace and for your mercy. Holy Spirit, I give your office space to do your office work because I realize you're the teacher. And therefore, I'm just a student. I'm just a tool. I'm just a clay in the master's hand. And I say, do what you choose to do in this place with your people. And most of all, according to the will of God. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Let me open up a text with you, amen. I'm excited. I'm brand new. I'm telling you tonight, I'm brand new. Don't act like that. Open up your Bibles to Psalms chapter 18. And I'm going to give it to you just like he gave it to me because I'm waiting on him to come back behind what he said and illuminate it. Now watch this. This is how I'm just letting you in. I'm trying to get it the best way I know how. I don't know what he's going to say or who he's saying it to. But I know what he said. And I'm not going to add nothing to it. Away from it. I'm going to give it to you just how he said it. Because I'm trusting that what he said is sufficient. Because I can add something to it. Now trust me. But I don't want to. I don't want to touch it. Because I want to know that he got it. But most of all, I want to know he got me. I've been riding around with it all day trying to figure out what should I do with it. Should I stop and cook it? Cause yeah, should I build it up? Come on now. He said, no, just give it the way I told you. So I would even say a word from the Lord is how I would title this. Oh, you better get with me right here. A word from the Lord. And wherever you at, whatever you're going on, whatever you're going through, hear this word from the Lord. Because even when I searched out what he gave me, because I did do my work now, it came out totally different than what he said or what I'm reading. That's how I knew it was a word from the Lord. That's how I titled it, a word from the Lord. In Psalms chapter 18, and let's start with verse 1. I can walk with this one. I can walk with it. Amen. Ha. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my God, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Oh, come on now. Come on. Come on. See, now, we talking to the Lord, and we're talking from wherever we're at. Wherever we're going through, this is our disposition, but this also is my position. That the Lord is my strength. Come on now. And I will love thee, O Lord. Because sometimes situations try to make you say you don't love the Lord. But I will love thee in spite of what's going on, in spite of how I act, in spite of what they've done, in spite of how good it's going or how bad it's going. I will love thee, O Lord. I done made up my mind. I'm going to love the Lord. Can I? O Lord, my strength. Verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Now look at all those additives and superlatives that he's given us to say how you feel right now. See, because somewhere you got to make a conscious decision and a declaration of independence to yourself and to your circumstances, that this is who he is to me. Because the season's now trying to tell you that he ain't that. Oh, I got a word in the Holy Ghost. But I'm trusting so in the Holy Ghost that he's on target. I put aside what I thought I had. Because I'm learning to depend on the Holy Ghost. Because I'm asking for an anointing that the only way I can walk in it, I got to learn how to walk in it. See, I learned how to preach. Oh, you better hear me. But I'm learning how to walk in it. You better hear me. There's a difference now. I can preach, but I'm learning to let the preacher preach. This is when it's personal. This is a personal relationship now. It ain't church no more. He said, come up a little higher. Come a little closer. I'm going to take you in to a place. Oh, this is real tangible, y'all. But we got to let go. It was scary coming around the corner because I ain't got nothing. And I'm saying, what if I didn't even hear you? You know, I thought I heard you, but what if I didn't hear you? I didn't even bring the paper. But he said, I got it. Keep walking. You better help me right here. He said, I got it. Keep walking. It's not based on what you're seeing, what you feeling, what they saying. It's based on what I told you and what your knower know. Now I'm teaching you to trust me. Not that fake faith. I'm saying it, but I don't walk in it. He said, I want you to walk in it. Walk into the wall and know I got you. Walk into the problem and know I got you. Keep walking when it and know I got you. Oh, I know. He said, and the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler. I wish I could break them all down and talk about them individually. But he says, my buckler and the horn of my salvation. It sounds like you're talking about a lover. He said, I want you to know and get intimate, acquainted with me. And then he says, and my salvation. I mean, this is my deliverer. This is my victory. This is my peace. I'm taking you to a place in me that you'll know. Now watch this. After you walk with me, I got to show up for you. I got to show up. I said too much of goodness to you. I made you get all the way out there on your own. I made you come out there beyond your comfort zone. I made you let go everything, everybody, and every situation that you used to depend on because you said you was trusting me. Now, I can't turn my back on you now because you showed me that you trust me. Now, I'm going to show you that you can trust me. Oh, I'm here. I hope I'm in the Holy Ghost with somebody right here. Because, see, we all out there, y'all. You don't keep walking in God and walking in faith and don't come to a place of unknown, not a place of known. Ooh, can I help you right here? In order for you to really get in faith, you got to get past a place called unknown. This is where you don't know, but you do know. Because see, the enemy trying, watch this, he's trying to talk you out of it. He can't get you out of it, but he can talk you out of it because he's trying to tell you where you at and where you going is not where you're supposed to be. But you know the Lord got you here. It's just the path to where you're going. I got to go through Samaria. I must go through unknown to get to what I do know. Yeah. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going, but I know who I'm following. Oh, yeah. Right here. Then see, this is so personal that you don't have to preach it. You just got to live it because it preaches on its own. And now what's so real about it, he's talking to me. He's talking to you. He's letting you know he knows where it's at. He knows where you at, even though you don't even know where you at. Come on now. Because in the unknown, you don't know. But he know because he led you there. Don't get nervous. Don't get scared. We on our way up, out, over, and into. But I got to go through the unknown because I never made it this far before. I always went to what I did know, what was comfortable, what was familiar. But he said, since you're ready to grow up, I'm finna take you in the unknown. This is what the enemy been trying to rob you from. It's the unknown. It's not the known. See, my increase, my grace, my strength, my help is right past the unknown. Oh. Stay with me. I ain't even got there yet. Because he said, and I don't even want to tell you what verse he really spoke to me out of, because you will try to go there and you'll miss it. Because if you go there before you go here, you're going to turn back. Because it's too much for you. You can't see and believe him like that. So you got to hear the prelude. Oh, God, help me right here. He says, verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Come on. You better talk to me right here. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. See, you can't make the statement of him being worthy unless you got some past experience of how good he's been. See, I'm telling you, he got us right where he want us, where he's talking to us in spite of the circumstances. See, you can hear the voice now. Woo! You can hear the voice, and I'm not conditioned to hear the storm. I'm conditioned to hear the small voice. I hear all the noise, but I'm listening for the voice. Because I was used to the noise, but he's bringing me out of the noise and he's calmed my soul that I can just hear the voice. Because the storm don't bring me my answer, it's the voice. My promise ain't in the storm, it's in the voice. I lived in the storm, but I didn't hear the voice. Now I'm hearing the voice, even though I'm in the storm. Oh, God, help me right here. He says, verse 3, I will cry. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. See, when you hear the voice, you get the confirmation and the consolation that I got you. This is a beautiful, see, this is why the enemy trying to move me. See, he can't stop me, but if he can move me, it's just like he stopped me. Because I won't be there when he speaks to me. So I'm learning how to be still. Everything is moving. Everybody's jumping. All the stuff is happening. But I got to be still. I got to calm and quiet my soul. Because when I get out of the wheel, my soul gets on wheels. It's just. And next thing I know, I find myself somewhere I shouldn't be. And I can't hear like I used to. Now I hear noise and I don't hear the voice. Are you with me? Right here. He said, he saved me from my enemies. Verse 4, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. You know, as we get to going and moving, and when I get, here come the, you start hearing people, woes and issues, and I don't have the peace. See, when I stay away from them, I can keep my peace. But when I get back into them, I start hearing the noise and the woes and the sorrow, and now the snares come back up on me. See, you paid a price to get to a place where I can hear his voice. You can't just get here. You got to pay to get here. You can't even get here if you come to church, because I come in compunction. I come in with rambunctious. There's a whole lot of noise and a lot of turmoil going in, and I'm trying to get a quiet place. Even in the midst of the crowd, I'm still trying to be still. But everything, you know, have you ever spent everything? They watching, you know, is it ADD or what? Come on, talk to me. No, it's unsettledness of the soul. That everything catches my attention. I can't even focus. I can't sit down and just pay attention, because I'm so undisturbed inside. But see, when I get with him and stay with him, I find that place of rest. I told you last week, he's trying to bring us to a resting place. See, spirituality ain't you running around talking about you know something. It's you being able to walk in him and find that place of rest where I can be still and know he's God. I don't have to tell you he's God. I can be still and know he's God. Because he's looking to and fro from folks. He can show himself strong on their behalf. But too many of us trying to be God. We're working like he works. Because I can't find that rest, so I got to work. But when I find the rest, I depend on him to work. Verse 4, the sorrows of death compassed me. That's just your problems. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. And in my distress, I called upon the Lord. See, the enemy wants you to call upon your friend. Call upon Jack Daniel. Come on, somebody. Call that other number. But in my distress, because you know when you get distressed, I don't know how you spell relief. Yeah, you're going to call somebody. Come on. Oh, don't play with me up in here. He said, but in my distress, I called upon the Lord. You know, when you get all strung out and messed up, who do you call on? What do you reach for? What makes you feel good? Yeah. Stay with the text. Don't get to putting all them woes on me. I'm trying to get this off. He says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. I didn't just talk to him. I cried. But I cried in the right place. Everybody can't afford to see you cry. Because some folks see you cry, they want to take advantage of you. They start coming up with all kind of ideals up on you and upon your situation. But when you can go and cry to the Lord, it's safe. You ever had a good cry? Well, you know, you was able to just cry it out. Not shout it out, but cry it out. But it was safe. Nobody held it against you. Nobody brought it back up on you. Nobody asked you 1,000 questions why you're crying. He just let you cry. I think he's right tonight. I think he's right tonight. He said in verse 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. There's a whole lot of folk crying. But don't you know my God heard my cry? Oh, don't you know how comforting it is? Even when he was crying, it's good to know that God heard your cry. Out of all the folk he listened to, he heard my cry. Oh, that, boy, that's comforting to me. You know what I'm saying? That's comforting, and it's assurance. Because I know if he heard me, he going to do something about it. Because some folk he ain't even listening to. Because when I told you what to do, you didn't do it. He said, now I'm not even going to pay attention to your crying. But my cry was a sincere cry. Are you with me? Verse 7, then the earth shook. Now here we go. I can preach it right here. I want to kick in, but I can't touch it. Now watch this. Let me talk to you right here so you can see it. He says right here, after I heard your cry, and he says in Isaiah and in Jeremiah that my God is a jealous God. Who are you jealous about, God? He's jealous about you. He's jealous about you. So he heard your cry, and something came up on him. Can you think about a mother or father that hear the cry of their child? I don't care what they're doing, what's going on, something rise up on the inside of them. And it ain't talking about no love and blessings. That's my child. Oh, God, help me right here. I'm telling you, your help is coming. I'm telling you, God got you. I'm telling you, God made you a promise, and he gonna perform it. And I don't care what the devil been telling you. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care who said what against you. God said it. And this is how he talked behind it. I meditated on this so good. He said, verse 7, then the earth shook and trembled. Who got it like that that can make the earth shake? Yeah. And who got it like that that can shake the earth? God heard you. And he said, and he made the earth shake on his way. Oh, you got to get excited with me. On his way to help you. I'm talking about coming down to help you. And he said the earth shook. God help us if we could ever fall in love with him. If you could ever really fall in love with him and see the love he got for you. He said, and the earth shook and trembled. And the foundation also of the hills moved and was shaken. My daddy coming. Oh, my God's coming. He heard my cry. He heard my, ain't nobody got it like that. You'll know if Buster was coming, if your husband was coming. You might hear the car knock. You may hear the doorbell ring, but I'm talking about the earth shook. Who's on his way to get me? The earth shook. Look at here. He said, verse 7, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and was shaken because he was angry. Ooh, somebody's messing with my baby. Somebody's messing with my love. Somebody done made my love. Ooh, you better hear what I'm telling you right now. God say he heard you. And when you thought wasn't nobody thinking about you, the one that's always been watching over you, the one that's been providing, making way for you, he heard you when you was crying, not when you was talking. He say, I heard my baby cry. And I'm on my way. Do you hear me, man of God? He said, I'm on my way in the Holy Ghost. I'm not riding on no bus. I'm not coming on no plane. I'm coming in the Holy Ghost and in power. Can you hear me coming? I'm shaking stuff up. I'm moving stuff around. I'm tearing up. I've shouted all day about this. I couldn't get no further than where I'm at, but where I was at was as far as I need to be, because I was understanding by the Holy Ghost that he said, I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, God said he's coming. He's coming. Don't you see stuff shaking and moving around you? He's coming. I'm talking about with the answer, with the help, with deliverance. He said, I'm coming. And now the earth and the mountains and stuff begin to move. Stuff that wouldn't move, got to move now. Things that wouldn't lift, got to let go now. He's coming. Don't move. Don't go nowhere. Don't let go. He's coming. Boy, right here, right here. But I still ain't got to the text. Then the earth shook and trembled. And the fountains and the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. I mean, he was angry. He was upset. Some stuff, something folk done to you done made God upset. And God said, I'm coming. And I don't care who I got to deal with, what I got, I'm on my way. You better hear me what I'm saying to you. This, you ain't talking about church. You're talking about kingdom. And I'm in relationship with a king. I'm in love with a king. And all power is in his hand. All authority, all might. And he said, I heard your cry. What a comfort and what a consolation. He heard your cry. You know when you thought nobody heard you, nobody even know what's going on. I can't even tell nobody what's happening. But God said, I heard you. But now watch this, watch this. Watch the text. Here's the text right here. This is the text. My God, I look, Okay, it's all right, y'all. Verse 8, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Ooh. Now, when I was reading about the nostrils is, as we know, is the organ or the orifices that allows us to breathe, but it also, but it's also the orifices that express emotions. You know, you can tell, you can tell when somebody mad. Instead of snot jumping and they letting you know inside emotionally I'm running hot. God said, smoke coming out of his nostrils on his way to you. Ooh, I feel bad for whoever made you mad. I feel bad for whoever messed with you. I feel bad for whatever devil or demon that's trying to stop you, because he's on his way and smoke coming up out of his nose. Oh, my God is on his way to help you. And he ain't mad with you. See, the devil trying to tell you he mad with you, because when you hear the noise, you're going to run. Because you're thinking about what you done. But he's way past what you done. He's mad with who's made you mad. Yeah. He's coming to deal with, I deal with my child later when we get home. But where is he at? Yeah. Where is she at? Where is it at? Yeah. That's my baby. Yeah. You talking about right and wrong. I'm talking about my baby. Oh, my God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Ah, I feel this up in the... Watch this, watch this. He says, there went out a smoke out of his nostrils. And fire out of his mouth. Now, when I heard that part, I thought about a couple times in terms of a prophetic word. Then I thought about an intercessory prayer that was a word that was given. And I remember when I was sitting there, because sometimes we relate to what we can relate to. Oh, this is your words. You better hold on with me. We relate to what we relate to. So I related when he said that there was fire coming out of his mouth. I thought about, you know, the prophecy that came to me talking about you gonna preach the word and there'll be like fire coming out your mouth. I said, okay. Then I was at intercessory prayer and the woman of God told me, she said, I got the word and it was fire. All this was in my mind. But then I say, Holy Ghost, what was you talking about? And he says, son, let me show you. The words that you're using are your words. They're not on my level. That's on your level. He said, the fire. See, because this, you know, when we use the words in terms of nostril and smoke, these were metaphors. These were words that was only used to describe what I was trying to say, but I used what only you could understand. He said, there was smoke coming out my nose, but there was fire coming out my mouth. And what he was saying with the fire coming out of my mouth, I don't care what they said about you. I got the last word about you. I got the last word about what's going on with you. And that's the fire that comes out of my mouth. It's the final word that comes from me. So whatever you're going through, whatever they said, whatever you're fighting against, I got the last word about it. And I told you, I'm mad as hell. And I'm coming to deal with it. You better hear me in the Holy Ghost. I don't care. See, the words was used because that's all we can understand when it comes to the kingdom. So he has to use natural words, vocabulary, so you can at least comprehend. But I'm talking about something greater than that. But at least you're right here with me. But I'm telling you, what I'm saying is I got the final word. And the fire that's coming out of my mouth is the eternal fire of the authority that I walk in. And it ain't over until I say it's over. Don't, oh, you better hear me. Don't, I don't care what report they told you. I don't care what they said. I don't care how many times you missed it. I don't care how many times you tried. It ain't over till I say it's over. Oh, my God. Oh, I got some time right here. Because that wasn't way enough. He started me there. Are you hearing anything? Are you hearing anything? See, you got to put your antennas up now. I'm not talking to your intellect. I'm talking to your spirit. I'm down in your knower. I'm talking to what you don't know, but you do know. I'm talking to what you can't see, but you can see. I'm talking to what you don't have, but you do have. I'm talking, oh, you better hear me. I'm talking in your future, in your right now. God is invading your future by dealing with you right now. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. The devil telling you, you ain't got no expectation. You ain't got no future. It's over for you. You through. You might as well give in, give up, close. It ain't going to happen for you. But God said he got the last word about you. And he's on his way. Oh, help me somebody. He said he's on his way because he heard your cry. He was pacific. Oh, you should be shouting by right now. Your joy and expectation should be up. My hope is in the Lord because God heard my cry. And you know it had to have been God because I made sure it wasn't nobody else hear me. I went to a quiet place behind somewhere and cried so nobody else would see me. Nobody else would know what state I'm in. But God said, I got it like that. I heard your cry. That's an answer of hope. Even right now, you don't have to have the answer to know you got the answer. You got the hope that you needed to know about your answer. That God heard your cry. God said, I heard your cry. Let me testify. Let me testify right here. Go to Mark chapter 7. Can I testify right here? Oh, glory. Look at start. Look at verse 1. Let's just go right here. It says, Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread and defile, they said, that is to say, was unwashed hands. They found fault. Everything you're doing right now ain't gonna always be the way it's supposed to be done. But you got a warranty from God. Because watch this, you're not in the place of promise. You're coming up from proscurity. You're coming up from a problem. So everything you're doing ain't right. Come on now. But don't judge yourself because you're walking in the grace of God. God made a promise and he's bringing you out. But you're closer to where you're going than where you used to be. See, the enemy started, if you were a Christian, you wouldn't. But don't you know I wasn't doing it no way and I was a Christian. But I'm doing it a whole lot better than I used to do it. And I'm going to do it a whole lot better than I am doing it. Because I'm on my way to him. And all the criticism and the haters that go with that, push them to the side. Because they really hating on what he's done. They ain't hating on you. But they can't stop what he's done, so they got to talk to you. Don't take it personal. You better hear me. I'm telling you something. Because, see, they don't know how to take you now. Because you used to be like, you know, how we do it. But we don't do it like that no more. So they don't know how to take you. You doing better, living better, riding better, eating better, living better, talking better. And they don't know how to take you. So all they can do is hate on you. And they don't even hate you. They just hate what you became. Are you hearing me? Watch this. Look at verse 14. I don't want to mess with what Jesus, because if you get in there, I won't even get my little 10 minutes. It says, and when he had called the people unto him, he said unto them, Mark 7 and 14, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand, there is nothing from without a man that entereth into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile him. See, they trying to tell you what you're doing ain't making you not right with God. No, it's not what's outside of me. It's what's inside of me. See, you're still looking at my outward extremity, but you can't see my inward man that has been changed and transformed. Because, see, that's what can defile me. The reason I was doing what I was doing outside, because I was messed up inside. But now I'm getting my inside right. You still looking at my outside. Oh, can you hear me here right here? I love him because he got us. And if you stay in him, you will become another person right in front of them. They looking at you, watching you, monitoring you, weighing you. Come on, got both eyeing you, peeping you, timing you, and you're transforming right in front of them on somebody's watch. They watching you and can't catch you because it's happening on the inside. You still on the outside. And before you know it, you will be able to walk right by them because they looking for somebody else. Ooh. They looking for somebody else. And I'm not even that person no more. This is why it comes to a point where we really don't have nothing to talk about. Because after we realize we don't do the same thing no more, we don't talk. So pretty soon we don't have nothing to talk about. It ain't that I don't like you, but I discovered it. You're not the person I like. It's the other person. Go get the other person back. Get the alcoholic, the drug addict. Come on, get the creeper, the dipper, the tipper. Come on, let's go gamble. Let's go drink. That's the one I'm looking for. And when I don't do that no more, I don't want to be with you. But it's still me. No, it's not you. I want my old back. But the old is gone. That's why we got the problem. Because we done became two different people. But yet the same. Are you hearing me? But watch this, watch this. I'm going to let you go right here. I'm going to let you go. Because I know the Holy Ghost has done what he want to do. He just wants to inform us that he's on his job. And I told you he got you. This ain't no magic, so you ain't going to be out tomorrow. But you don't realize you're walking out. Every day you're out of. Pretty soon you'll be way over here. And you started over there. Because when he blew out of his nostrils, that was his emotions. See, I changed inside. I don't even like it like that no more. But I never saw you change. I was changing while you were sitting there. I was growing. You don't know when the grass grows. All you do is keep watering it. And you go out there one day, there's a flower. Next day, there's a bush. Next day, there's a tree. Come on, somebody. But it was happening all the time. But let me give you the revelation of the tree. The revelation of the tree, according to Genesis chapter 30, it says a seed begot of its own kind. When the seed was in the ground, it was a tree already. It was just in seed form. Oh, I'm not putting nothing in you. I'm bringing what's in you out of you. Come on, y'all. Yeah. I ain't got it. I can't put what ain't. I can't bring out what was never in. You should give yourself a hand of praise because you was always that. Somehow I forgot who I was. Oh, I quit watering my own seed. But it was what it was, even when it was, you know, even when it was bent over and broke, it was still the tree. But once the tree got planted in some good fertile, it began to grow like it's supposed to. Now some folks surprised that it is a tree. I thought you was scrub, and just I thought you was just a bush. Oh, broke down. No, you didn't realize I was an oak. Yeah, you didn't know I had it like that. If you'd have took better care of me, you could eat some fruit right now.
What you say? What you say?
You didn't even know how to tend your own garden. Man, don't make me mess with you up here. Some folk didn't know how to tend the garden. Now they walk around and see the tree with fruit on it. Talking about what a good gardener you is. Now, it ain't no good gardener. It was always a tree. It always had potential to bear fruit. You just didn't know how to tend to it. Oh, help me somebody. Can I? Yeah, don't make me. Yeah, right up in here. You'd be surprised what kind of gardens we got. And what kind of fruit bearers sitting up in here today. Come back in a year. Come on, somebody. Come back in 3 years. And look what the Lord has done. That can't be, is that? Yes, it is. You need to get in line. Oh! Can I exalt the Lord? Can I exalt the Lord? The Lord is mighty good to us, y'all. The Lord is faithful, and the Lord is, that's why David started talking about, he's the Lord and my rock. He's my salvation. Because David walking in, oh, help me here. David got restored back to who he was and what he was. And David started celebrating who he was. Because if it had not been for the Lord, I'd have been left back there. And I'd have never blossomed and bloomed and developed into what God called me and already ordained me to be. Thank God he didn't forget me. He didn't leave me. He didn't abandon me. He didn't quit on me. He didn't even, oh, come on. He didn't even believe what they said about me because he knew what who I was and whose I was. And he declared, before it's all over, I'm going to have the last word about your life. And they're going to have to stand back and look and say, look what the Lord has done and is marvelous in our eyes. To God be the glory for all the wonderful things he's done. That's why we celebrate him. We adore him. That's why you magnify him. That's why you call him wonderful, awesome. That's why you sing praises. Because you start looking back and thinking how good he's been. And you know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, not my job, not my degree, not my husband, not my children, not my car, not, come on somebody, if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Little Slick Willie ain't got it like the Lord. Oh yeah, I don't care how many curves she working with. She ain't got it like the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. Don't give nobody's God's place. Don't trade God's affection for no other person. Don't let nobody sit in his seat. Come on, somebody. Don't let nobody get his name. You can call him boo all you want, but you better not call him Lord. Yeah. I know he's good to you, but you better not call him Lord, because God's a jealous God. She's beautiful and wonderful, but she's not my almighty. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I love my wife. I give her, but she's not my almighty. That's reserved. Because God don't want to hear his name mixed up with nobody else's name. Time my boo, you know who. No, he said, no, I don't want to be guessing. I'm the Lord. Yeah. Don't mix my name up with all them old pet names. Yeah. I'm Ananias. I'm Jehovah Jireh. Come on, somebody. I'm El Shaddai. Don't get my name mixed up. Ain't nobody all sufficient. Ain't nobody your rock and your salvation. Come on, somebody. You better preserve that for him and him alone. That's called adoration. That's called worship. Yeah, I ain't worshiping nobody now. I love you, but ain't no worship going on up in here. Yeah. You need to get down. Come back down, Zacchaeus. Yeah, you're good. You're good now. I tell you good, but ain't no worship going on up in here. I love you, but I'm not worshiping you. Oh, glory. Save your worship for him. Oh, yeah. My. Now, was the Holy Ghost on his job? I'm loving this, y'all. I told you I came here as a son, but I'm learning and developing to be a father. Because I got to learn how to follow him. I got to learn how to trust him. I got to learn how to depend on him. Take him at his word. And we all growing together, y'all. Don't let nobody talk you out of your growth. I done fought too hard. This is my hour. This is, come on, you better hear me. This is my opportunity. This is my day. I'm going to give it everything I got. I'm going to be as faithful as I know how to be because I'm looking for it to be everything I expect it to be and some more. I don't even know what goodness look like messing with God. I know what I think is good, but I ain't seen goodness. Yeah. Well, he come around the corner with some goodness. Not just good, but goodness, God Almighty. Come on now. Yeah, goodness. Goodness. Wait till you see some goodness. When God start putting it back together, showing you I'm God. Goodness, God Almighty. You start... Can't nobody match what he's doing in your life. Don't you trade it. Don't you give it up. And don't sabotage it. Don't go back to the old nothing. Don't go back to the old way. Don't go, come on, somebody. Everything God doing is a new thing in you. He ain't doing nothing new, but it's new in you. He letting you know I'm stirring it back up again. I'm putting it back on fire. I'm putting the life back in it. I'm putting the joy back in it. I'm putting the hope back in it. I'm talking about you can walk around with a smile on your face. You can walk around with a joy in your heart. You can lift up your hands anywhere and think about the Lord. Hallelujah! And not be ashamed because he's been good to me. He's been good to me. In spite of what's going on, in spite of what I've done, in spite of how I look, in spite of what they said, in spite of how far I was behind, in spite of what sickness came up on me, in spite of who all messed me up, in spite of who all I messed up, he came around and was good to me. Boy, you just got to take. He's been good to me. 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 Don't let no circumstance tell you he ain't been good to you. I don't care if you're down, if you're in debt. He's been good to you because you're on your way out. You're on your way up. He's been good to you. Everybody don't get up. Everybody don't make it back. Everybody don't get out. Come on, y'all. He's been good to us. It ain't don't mean you got to have it good. He been good. He been good because it ain't bad. And you're on your way to good. And you go from good to better to best. He been good. And you're on your way to better. And then you're going to experience the best. You better know when to shout. He been good to us, y'all. He been good to us. He been good. Hey, man of God, can I get a yes? Can you just put that yes on there for me? He been good to us. It's all right to celebrate and to shout. Don't let your problem shut your mouth. You stand on your feet and open up your mouth and just tell the devil, he's been good to me. I know you know what you know. I know how bad it is, but I'm telling you, he's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's too good. He's too good to act like I don't know. I don't have to have 100-fold. I thank him for the 30-fold. I thank him for just what I got right now. He's been good. I ain't got to be out. I ain't got to have it all before I shout. I can shout right now. He's been good because I'm on my way out. I can see up. I can see out. I can even see over into because he's been good. He's been good. You better praise him. You better get the devil up off of you. Let the devil know I'm not moved by the circumstance. I ain't waiting on you to get off of me. You off of me now. You out of my way now. I speak right now. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. Praise him anyhow. Praise him anyhow. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. You praise him anyhow. He's been good. You praise him anyhow. He's been good. Praise him. Praise him. He's been good. Praise him anyhow. Praise him anyhow. He's been good. He's been good. He's been real good. He's been real good. I'm going to show you how to don't let the devil talk you out of it. He's been good. If the Holy Ghost told you he's on his way, shout now. He's been good. You don't wait. You don't wait. You don't wait. You shout now. He's been good. He's on his way to do what he said he's going to do. He's been good to you. And you let him be good. 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 We ain't playing church. This is the church. It's alive in you. Get alive in it. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. We didn't say how good we are. We said how good you are. God, I can't praise you if I think about myself. But when I think about you, you've been good. 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 Let him know. You know he's been good. He ain't pay you what you got coming. He ain't give you what you do deserve. He give you what you don't deserve. Let him know you ain't playing church. You ain't crazy. You ain't acting like you don't know. You know he been good. You know he been good. God said, I'm not playing with you no more. You better act like you know I've been good to you.